to do their job.
Yep.
This one works so much better. Even if I don't know what the keys mean, it works so much better.
It goes a long way. We will wish you adieu for now, and we'll come back and, with more morning show coming up here on WFHR Locally Grown Radio.
This is Locally Grown Radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. The Agriculture Department's just announced healthier food standards for school meals. CBS's Willie James Inman.
Gradual updates to menus will start rolling out in the fall of this year, with a limit on added sugars starting in fall of 2025 and reduced sodium content implemented in fall of 2027.
Boeing reporting first quarter losses of $355 million. CEO Dave Calhoun tells CNBC it's about fixing manufacturing problems in the spotlight since a door panel blew off an Alaska Air flight in January.
This first half will be the result of a lot of dramatic actions that we've taken in this factory to slow things down.
The Senate's passed a $95 billion bill that includes war aid to Ukraine. Alabama Republican Tommy Tuberville voted against it.
Instead of debating legislation to close the border and fix the economy, we're about to send billions of dollars to one of the most corrupt countries in the world.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin's U.S. senators are splitting their votes on the foreign aid package to send $95 billion more aid to Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan. Democrat Tammy Baldwin tells the Journal Sentinel that conditions and safeguards in the package allay her concerns about sending weapons to Israel. Ron Johnson says he voted against it for a lack of meaningful reforms on the U.S. southern border. Wisconsin schools are turning to restraints and seclusion less often. The Department of Public Instruction says cases were down about 8% last school year. Tim Pirenboom is a DPI psychologist.
It's only supposed to be used as a last resort when the student's behavior presents a clear, present, imminent risk to physical safety.
The report says most schools reported zero cases last school year. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. You have the opportunity to hear from the three candidates today challenging Derek Van Orden in the 3rd Congressional District. There's a community forum taking place at the UW-Stevens Point Theater from 6:30 to 8 tonight. The three candidates are Rebecca Cook, Katrina Shankland, and Eric Wilson. During the forum, you'll hear from each candidate on why they're running and what they plan to do if elected. You can attend in person or listen live on our airways. The forum will air on WFHR and our other stations in the 3rd Congressional District. You can also listen on our Civic Media app or watch the video stream on our Facebook page or the Civic Media Vote page at civicmedia.us/vote. A public meeting is scheduled 1 week from today about the construction project planned at the Highway 7380 and County 8 intersection in Pittsville. It's on May 1st at 5 p.m. at the Pittsville Community Hall. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
Mostly sunny and not windy today. We'll get to 55 this afternoon. The wind east to south at 5 to 10. Tonight down to 36. Tomorrow, sunshine 63. We are watching a system that'll bring some rain and wind by Thursday night, most of Friday and through the weekend. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 35.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day, and thanks for kicking it off with us right here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR. We are Locally Grown Radio. Got your host, James, behind the mic. I am joined by our head of news, Melissa Kay.
Good morning.
Head of production, Seth Habhacker.
Good morning.
And the best listeners in radio. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. We appreciate you. Happy Wednesday to everyone. Going to get into some entertainment news to kick things off. We'll touch on some world events and some local ones. And then a little after that, I want to get into this with you guys. The most iconic video game characters of all time.
All right.
We're going to have discussion. Also, we got the 10 everyday irritations that can drive us mad.
Like mad!
Potholes, things like that. Let's start off with entertainment. And I teased this story over on the Sunrise Show and promised to follow through right over here. Be sure to check us out on the Sunrise Show every Monday through Friday, 7 to 8, over at Wiz Country 105.5 WIRI.
Mm-hmm.
Jelly Roll is the perfect example of how you should live your life once you've hit celebrity status. He's using his time and money for good. Case in point, he just built a music studio inside the Davidson County Juvenile Jail, a place where he spent a lot of his time growing up.
Oh, wow.
He teamed up with a nonprofit called Beat for Life that aims to create songwriting and music programs for vulnerable populations across the country. Mm. A shout out to them, by the way.
100%.
Also in attendance was the mayor of Nashville plus 35 hit songwriters.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Of course, it's Nashville. Yeah. They're all over the place.
Yeah. Jelly said, quote, "I never would have dreamed when I was sitting right here that I would one day come back and introduce the studio and all these songwriters would come out to support the cause and the blank mayor would introduce me." Because it's Jelly Roll.
Yeah.
Right. That's why I'm not playing it for you. That got a huge laugh. And then he said, "I would never guess this. It wasn't in my bingo card in life." But that this all means more to him than we could ever know. He would said later, when I was in juvie, we never got a visitor. We never had a mentor. Nobody ever came to see us. He also performed for the incarcerated kids who then got to sit down with songwriters and write their own songs.
Wow.
And then if they wanted, they had the opportunity to showcase them to the whole room.
How about that?
So those young people had one person believe in them.
Mm-hmm.
Think of the impact that's going to make.
Man.
Now think of the impact it's going to make when there's 35 other songwriters in there and there's a mayor there. Think about what those kids could do if the whole community supported them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. 100%, man.
We are so quick to throw away the key on people. But when it comes to ourselves, ask for grace.
Mm-hmm.
We need to do this with more of our society. We have an amazing and perfect sheriff for this in Sheriff Sean Becker. In our first conversation, Sean is talking about ending the revolving door. Oh, great. I hear this from police officers and sheriffs and people all the time. I'm going to end the revolving door. Okay. And then he goes, "I'm going to ask why they did this." I'm like, "Oh, wait a minute. This guy's different. Oh, I want to get to know these people. I want to know why they're causing these crimes. Why I keep seeing them every couple months and all these things." Mm-hmm. And guess what's happening in Wood County? We are seeing less of this. Mm-hmm. We are seeing less of these issues. Mm-hmm. And it's because of the management at top, the sheriff at top, the people deciding to change the game.
Mm-hmm.
Deciding that, hey, it turns out three strikes and you're out doesn't work.
Nope.
Hey, it turns out higher bail bonds has never worked.
Never worked.
Never once in human history is there any statistical proof that that lowers crime.
Right.
No criminal in human history has ever, "Ooh, I was going to cause this crime, but that bail bond, oh, I don't know.
Yep.
We fix society by talking to society, by listening to each other,
mm-hmm.
and being there for each other.
Mm-hmm.
That's how we get real work done. And that's true strength. Anybody can punish somebody. Yeah. Anybody can throw the book at somebody. Mm-hmm. It's easy to do that in life. It's easy to do that in society. We've all got personal relationships where somebody has messed up and we have given them a second chance.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes it hasn't worked out. Sometimes it has. That's life. That's mm-hmm. how this works. Giving these kids an opportunity, giving these kids a chance is the greatest thing the Jelly Roll will do in his career.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And I guarantee he agrees with me.
Yep. Yeah, I'll bet you.
That's why he's there.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Yeah. We need more of this. We need more people
and
doing
not
this
just,
kind of stuff.
Not just celebrities. Everybody. Every we need to all do it together.
I have a fellow teacher of mine, Brian. Him and I have a class on Sundays we do where we have students that are graduating from universities or graduating from acting schools or anything and trying to help them bridge the gap of where to go next, how to get an agent, all these things. Part of that class's intention is also having a lot of the kids from my old neighborhood and Brian's old neighborhood out in Boston and some other inner city areas and having them have an opportunity because most of them can't afford classes.
No.
So we bring them in, we give them a little experience, and if they are interested, we find scholarship opportunities for them. And most of them will start at Improv A in Second City, and some of them do it and some of them don't.
Yeah.
But you got to take the chance.
Yep.
You have to at least try to put in a hand out there.
Mm-hmm.
There are not a lot of, I'm not Jelly Roll, I'm not some of these people, but every one of us have that opportunity mm-hmm. to be able to put back into our community.
Yep.
And find the way to do it, everybody. Be the good.
Yes.
I become more of a fan of this guy every day, and I only know like two of his songs.
Yeah, right.
I feel a little guilty for that part.
Yeah.
But man, this guy's living life.
Be a fan of him. You don't have to be a fan of his music. That's it's whatever.
Do you have,
we have so much time, James.
That's true.
That's so true. Plus, trying to take the time to listen to new music. Like there's only a couple of things I miss about being young. That's one of them.
Like having like a little bit of time just like, to do that.
Getting your favorite artist and you getting a new new CD from them or something like that, and like being able to listen to it. Like now I've got favorite artists of mine that I've heard like one or two of the songs off their album from 2 years ago. this is usually a sports fan thing, but I think it's kind of fun to do with things outside of sports. I actually think it's more fun to do with things outside of sports. The Mount Rushmore of this particular thing, like the Mount Rushmore of singers, and you take your top four favorite singers of all time, and that's who would be on that Mount Rushmore of singers of all time, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think it's fun to do. We do this sometimes. We do it on our sports shows sometimes. Even the three of us have. But this is even cooler to me. Arnold Schwarzenegger and Sylvester Stallone have come up with their Mount Rushmore of action heroes. And I like this idea because, in part, I think that they belong on that Mount Rushmore.
Mm-hmm.
They have some ideas, of course. They're on it. Of course, they would put themselves on it. And they would be joined by Arnold would add Clint Eastwood, and Sly would add Bruce Willis.
There you go.
They also sent shout-outs to Keanu Reeves and Jackie Chan.
All right. Yeah, there you go.
I like that list. I think that's a pretty good list. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't argue with it. I would put Bruce Lee on there.
Mm-hmm.
I think his body of work is not as big as the others, so that's kind of a crux in that. I wouldn't argue with too much.
Mm-hmm. Errol Flynn.
Errol Flynn.
I would put Errol Flynn on there.
Errol Flynn's a good one.
Yeah.
Nice, nice. That list is so good. I'm having a hard time like tinkering
anyone else?
With it or anything. I will say, I rambled earlier about TMZ and all that, so I don't want to give them any press or anything like that, but they just did an interview with Stallone and Schwarzenegger, and my dad was watching some of it, and I just caught a little bit of it and everything, and these two are so friendly, and they're so good together, and I really wish we could have seen more work with Schwarzenegger and Stallone in their prime.
When they didn't like each other?
Yeah, the egos wouldn't have never allowed it and everything. And it's so interesting to hear the behind-the-scenes stories of these two and the battle that they had and the friendship that they grew.
Someone wrote a book about it.
Yeah. But I also think it's very noteworthy. Neither of these two, Arnold Schwarzenegger and Sylvester Stallone, should be where they are. There's no reason they should be the two biggest action stars possibly of all time.
Not really.
Sylvester Stallone was told his whole life that he wasn't handsome, that he couldn't speak well.
Yeah, his weird speaking patterns and stuff.
When he was born in the hospital, they had to use scepters to pull him out, and it messed with his lip, which is, of course, where that comes from.
Mm-hmm.
Arnold, being an immigrant to this country, did not speak a word of English coming over here. The fact that these two have done what they have done, we have normalized. We have made just like, Stallone, Sly, big deal.
Yeah, right.
But no, not a big, like, it's incredible what these two have done, and we don't need to wait until they pass to be able to say, oh my God, that's pretty darn cool what those two accomplished.
Mm-hmm. It's true.
It's pretty impressive what they have done.
I have a couple I would like to throw out there.
Perfect.
Okay.
Awesome.
To add in, Mila Jovovich.
Yeah.
Oh.
Nice reference, Melissa. Yeah. Yes, easily.
For a while there, she was like the go-to.
Joan of Arc, Fifth Element.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Resident Evil. And then also Evil. Angelina Jolie.
Oh.
Because I loved her in Tomb Raider.
Oh, that's good.
Well, she's been in more than one action thing, too.
Yeah, so.
She has, but that one is my favorite.
Yep.
Wanted. She is in the action movie Wanted with James McAvoy and Morgan Freeman, and I love that movie. And part of it is because of her performance.
Awesome.
One of the things I like about Angelina Jolie is she is one of those actors that learns the part, gets everything, every detail, nook and cranny she can on it, and then gives you everything she's got in every sentence.
Yep.
That I don't believe that she can phone it in.
I don't believe, I have never seen her do a...
She's wired that way.
Yeah. She just, I haven't liked everything I've seen, every movie I've seen her in, but every performance I've seen of hers, I come away just impressed. Like, there are a few actors I can think of where every single time I've seen them, I'm like, whoa, that person is born to do this. Mm-hmm. She's one of them. That's a great, right? Both great names. Great names. Let's see here. I'm going to have to chew on that one because I really didn't... I was so interested in what you guys had to say. I didn't even think about what my answer would be. It's a horrible job by me. It's a horrible job. Patrick Mahomes, Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes, holds 3 Super Bowl MVP titles, but he's too scared to host Saturday Night Live. Patrick says he's been asked, but doesn't think he's ready. He has a fear of reading off a teleprompter.
That's an interesting fear.
He's also still scarred from giving a speech at the 2023 ESPY Awards. Maybe when Patrick finds out that SNL uses cue cards and doesn't have teleprompters, maybe that'll help a little bit. I don't know.
Maybe.
This man is, his living is made off of running from 300 6'5" pound men that run a 4.2 that are built and designed
to level him,
to
right?
Destroy, not just tackle him, but destroy him. Like, that's his job every day.
Yep.
That's what he does, whether it's in practice or it's on the field. And yet he's afraid of this. I bring this up, and for one, to give credit to the young man, because I think that's very cool that he opens up and he shares this stuff. It's not in an athlete's nature to give you his weaknesses.
Mm-hmm.
Not that necessarily he has to worry about a defensive play. Although I would love to see a defensive lineman setting up and like holding up a cue card. Like, just to
he just freezes.
Oh, God. They finally figured out how to stop Patrick
Mahomes.
Can't
give a speech.
Yeah. I love this. And it also speaks to, like, hey, if you are out there and you have ever wanted to act or you've ever wanted to do anything but you have a fear of it, hopefully this encourages you. Hopefully this lets you know you're not alone.
You're
in this.
Not alone.
There are so many people that you would never guess have a fear of these things that have a fear of public speaking or have a fear of being present.
Mm-hmm.
I think that one of the greatest movies you'll ever hear is The King's Speech, in part because of this. Mm-hmm. It's not just a great movie, perfectly acted by Colin Firth and Geoffrey Rush and all of that, and Helen Bonham Carter. It's almost a perfect movie, I think. But it's also subconsciously, I think, a great way of showing you, hey, even a king had problems with public speaking and overcame it.
Mm-hmm.
I think every human being on the planet deserves to feel comfortable speaking in public.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody deserves that. Almost everybody is going to be in a situation where you're going to have to do that.
At some point, yep.
And I really, really think that everybody deserves to have that good feeling. I think I root for him to be able to do this one day. I really do. Just for his own sake, to be able to defeat it. And right. I think he'd be funny at it. I think he'd be good at it. His voice alone. Come on, a sketch of Patrick Mahomes being like, or how about Patrick Mahomes and Kermit in a sketch? I mean, with those two voices going back and forth, you're not going to be able to tell who's who. It'd be great. It'd be great.
That's what he should do. That's... To overcome his fear, when he gets ready to retire, he needs to start taking puppeteering.
Yes, yes.
And he's got to be the new Kermit.
Yes.
His voice is so similar. It's hilarious.
It's right there.
Yeah, it's right there
with it and everything. I think it'd be perfect. It'd be good at it. It'd be good at it. Wanted to wrap up the segment talking a little local theater. And our good friends over at Lincoln High School's Lincoln High School Theater and Music Departments are presenting My Fair Lady.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, indeed.
It premieres tomorrow at 6:30 right over at the Performing Arts Center here in Wisconsin Rapids. If you can't make that one, maybe the Friday show at 7:30 or the Saturday show at 7:30 or maybe the 2 o'clock matinee on Sunday, this Sunday. This is a classic. I love that I had a younger listener ask me about the details of this again. Show Ticks for You is where you get tickets. And I did not have to describe the play to them or the movie to them. They knew it.
Mm-hmm.
Like this That's still cool. holds up, this one. This is one of those shows, one of those plays, one of those movies. It is.
Very cool.
Support these kids, support local theater. All the things I have been saying throughout the show today and other shows and everything is it all comes down to this: supporting kids, showing up to these plays.
Mm-hmm.
You're gonna see live theater, and man, there ain't much better than the world entertainment wise than live theater. Go ahead and check it out.
It is.
Speaking of live theater, our friends over at Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater have their main stage finale, Rumors, premiering next month, May 3rd to be exact. Get your tickets for this one. A lot of your local WRCT favorites are on that main stage. Some new faces. It's a great, fun show. Neil Simon did an amazing job with this one. Be sure to check it out, everybody. Get your tickets for Rumors and find out more about Hopo Productions. They got some auditions coming up April 29th and 30th for Disney's Newsies Junior, directed by the great Gretchen Powers.
Yeah. Here it is.
That's coming up. Be sure to find out more about that and get your tickets for it. And if you've ever wanted to be a part of things at WRCT, encourage you to reach out to our team over there, our friends over there, and be a thing, whether it's directing or being behind the scenes. I know that they could use some hands for Rumors. Go ahead and reach out to them for that. WRCtheater.org, WRCtheater.org. We will take a time out, check in with our partners, and when we come back, we're going over the most iconic video game characters of all time. Be sure to get ready to call up everybody too, because you know we might miss some or we might not get some, so we need you guys to cover those bases.
All those video games out there, it's got to be some. Good. It's a short list.
Yep. We'll be coming back with that on the morning show at WFHR.
To everyone who craves a sweet treat with a little something special, let me tell you about our concrete mixers at Culver's. There's so many reasons I love fresh frozen custard. It's so rich, so creamy. It's the perfect treat. But when I handcraft it with all of your favorite mix-ins and see your smiles after every spoonful, it's clear what makes our concrete mixers so special to me is making them just for you. Thank you. From Wisconsin with love, welcome to Delicious.
Culver's, 8th Street South, Wisconsin Rapids.
An unsuspecting driver at a Milwaukee barbershop.
I got an apprentice here shadowing me. I'm gonna put this hot towel on, man. About a good 3 minutes, all right?
The apprentice is Donald Driver.
So when you come here, you drive?
Yes.
Your car got seatbelts?
Yeah.
You wear them?
No.
Okay, but why not?
Because I don't want to.
But did you know you can get a ticket for that?
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna give you a ticket. Bet you wish you buckle up now.
Oh my God.
Donald Driver can't always be there to remind you.
Take it, click it. There we go.
Click it or ticket.
And let's reduce fatalities on Wisconsin roadways. Sponsored by Wisconsin DOT.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
It's 2024 and Worthington, Minnesota continues to shine. We've expanded so many things. It's a time of growth. We've expanded recreation activities with our indoor ice arena, our indoor turf rec center and playground, and our outdoor water park, Water World, is ready for another season. Our schools have expanded and so has our industry. We're continuing to expand our population also, with lots ready to build on Glenwood Heights. So let's grow together. In Worthington, Minnesota, it's worth a look.
Mostly sunny and not windy today. We'll get to 55 this afternoon. The wind east to south at 5 to 10. Tonight down to 36. Tomorrow, sunshine 63. We are watching a system that'll bring some rain and wind by Thursday night. Most of Friday and through the weekend. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 35.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Melissa, Seth, and James here with you. We hope you're having a good one out there. Just getting out of our entertainment break. Want to keep the phone lines open, 715-424-2600. Give us your favorite action stars of all time, who you would put on your Mount Rushmore of action stars. Honorable mentions, Sigourney Weaver, Steve McQueen.
Oh, very good. Very good.
How did I not think of Sigourney Weaver? How did I grow up in the 80s and not think of Miss Sigourney Weaver? Shame.
The third one I was going to mention.
How about Linda Hamilton?
Linda Hamilton.
Linda Hamilton's arms, at the very least, deserve to be on that Mount Rushmore.
Impressive.
That woman's arms. Yeah.
And also, I have to say Harrison Ford and Sean Connery. Because they're just my favorite.
Okay. Right on, Mel. Harrison Ford. Harrison Ford, one of the biggest, to this day, one of the biggest box office stars of all time, and always will be. I don't think that, I don't think that he'll ever come out of the top five, no matter what happens. Star Wars, Indiana Jones, the Jack Ryan series, and that's not even including all the other side movies, other movies that he did. Yeah, that man's career, my God.
Something.
And didn't even graduate. Didn't even graduate, man.
And then he went and made Firewall.
And He's one of ours.
It's true.
Well, and then he made The Devil's Own.
That was bad too.
Harrison Ford with an Irish accent is not something even he had.
No, he's apologized for that. If I remember correctly,
he's literally apologized for that role. Like that's crazy.
Anyway,
our phone lines are open as well to hear your favorite video game characters of all time. Who's your favorite video game character? This might be a bit of a surprise. According to a global poll of 4,000 gamers, who is the most iconic video game character of all time? I think it's an interesting one to see at the top of the list, but we can't get to the number one first. We can't do it that way. We're going to start.
Countdown.
We're going to start at 20 and work our way up. We'll go through fast with some of these just to keep time sensitive sure. and everything. But at number 20 is Nathan Drake from Uncharted. At number 19, Ellie Williams from The Last of Us. I see coming up in a little bit at number 17, Asteron from Baldur's Gate 3.
Oh, what?
That's interesting.
From Baldur's Gate 3?
Yeah.
What?
Threw me a little bit.
Oh, come on, man. It's got to be Minsk from Baldur's Gate 1.
Okay. There, I was waiting for something. I figured that was...
I hope Minsk is on this list. Anyway.
Cloud Strife from the Final Fantasy series.
Final Fantasy 7, yes.
Yeah, that's a good one. That's an iconic character.
So much
character.
Good music.
Yeah.
So much good music in that one. You're right, Mel. One of the sneaky things about a good video game, the soundtrack. Mm-hmm. The soundtrack. Right. I think that's one of the reasons why Super Mario 3 has always been one of my all-time favorite games, and the music in it is so good.
Yeah. By the way,
I didn't tell anybody, but I used a lot of video game music for the ballet that I directed.
That's awesome.
That's awesome. That is awesome. That is awesome. By the way, Final Fantasy's up to what, 17 now?
Yeah.
Really?
Wait a minute, Final Fantasy. That's weird marketing.
It's a weird marketing out there. I thought that about the Final Destination movies when they got into like 20 of
three
them. Like,
how is there so many sequels? That was Final Destination.
I feel like you should have saved the final part for the last one. Crash Bandicoot comes in at number 15.
That's
a good one.
Bandicoot.
That's a good series of games. That's fun.
Mm-hmm.
Solid Snake from Metal Gear Solid at number 14 as well.
Wow.
It's a good one. Some of these characters go way back too because I remember the first Metal Gear.
On the NES, yeah.
Yeah, that was a fun game.
That was a hard game.
It was a hard game though. It was very really hard. Game. Yeah. It was fun. Steve from Minecraft.
Not played it.
I haven't played that one. I know all my nephews.
Yeah, my kids. And, my they know all about it. Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That seems like a cool game.
It seems
like Legos on a video game.
Yeah, and it's cool because it's got different ways of doing it. You can do survival mode, which is it's more like an action game. But then there's the creative. You just build stuff, which is cool too.
My my godson Cole. It's one of my biggest memories of him is always playing Minecraft and getting me to like, you got to see what I did here, Uncle James, and that kind of thing. And it's just how creative that game seemed. It seems like a really good game for
kids. It can be very creative.
Pikachu from Pokemon. Yeah, of course.
I have Pikachu.
Yeah. I'm actually a little surprised that's not higher on the list. I just wrapped up everything I know about Pokemon.
There's that one guy named Pikachu.
I know who Pikachu is. Yeah, exactly. The little yellow guy, right? He's the little yellow guy.
That's him.
Pikachu. Yep. Pikachu.
The great Arthur Morgan from Red Dead Redemption. Red Dead Redemption 2, to be exact, but we're in, I believe, the first one as well.
Modern gamers.
God, I love that game. Oh, the first Red Dead Redemption, I loved. I have never, every job I've ever had, I've only been late a couple of times for any of those jobs. It's just the way I was raised. It's a big part of my work ethic and my personality. I like to be early for a job. I don't mind being an hour early. I'd rather be an hour early than 1 minute late. I was late for an audition. Because of Red Dead Redemption. Like, that's how into that game I got, man. You get to ride a horse. You get to live every Western fantasy you have, you get to live through that game.
Right.
And in incredible graphics.
Yeah, awesome.
Awesome game. At number 10, Shadowheart from Baldur's Gate 3. This list was just designed to aggravate us.
They got two from Baldur's Gate 3.
Kratos from God of War shows up. That's a good
not
character.
A surprise there.
Master Chief from Halo.
Not a surprise there. No,
I never played the Halo games.
Me neither, but I know who Master Chief is. So that said something.
Way too low on this list, I think. Link from The Legend of Zelda at number 7.
He's at number 7?
That's crazy.
Wow. I thought he'd be in the top 2.
I love that game. I love the original.
The original, man. Yeah. It's still fun to play it.
Yeah. Did you get to play the original, Melissa?
Oh, yeah.
I thought so. I thought I heard you say that. Yeah, cool. Mm-hmm. Very cool. Pac-Man comes in at number six.
Yeah, that's good. Yep. See, people are still how iconic Pac-Man is.
Although I always heard that Ms. Pac-Man was more fun to play than Pac-Man, the original Pac-Man.
The Ms. Pac-Man was much more popular.
Yeah, yeah.
It sold like back when they measured these things and how many actual video games were in stores and arcades and stuff.
Yeah.
It was like of all time, it was one of the most popular arcade games. Yeah.
Hmm. At number five, Sackboy from Little Big Planet. I don't know that one. I know the character.
Really?
The character's kind of cool looking.
I know, but that's that high on the list? Yeah. I didn't realize that game was that popular. Wow.
I looking at this list, I think we know the age range that voted on it.
Of a lot of them, yeah.
Yeah, I have privy to the top five, but at number five, Sackboy. At number four, Sonic the Hedgehog.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. Yeah. Got to be in the top five. Yeah.
Fun character. Mm-hmm. Never ask Sonic to make change. Never. You're going to be there all day.
By the way, the one ancillary character that I love is Tails, because his real name is Miles Prower.
His nickname is Tails.
His real name is Miles Prower.
That's good.
Which is one of the great
Prower
puns of video game history. I love it.
Very. At number three, Agent 47 from Hitman. Like, how did that get in the top three?
What?
I barely know that
game. Isn't that like a first-person shooter game and you don't even see the character?
I don't even remember if it is a first-person or not, but there's three. I think there's like a couple sequels. But again, didn't realize it was that popular.
I wonder if first-person shooter should be on the list. Because you don't really see the character.
I agree. Actually, I agree with you.
Because I don't know. I'm going to anger some people on that one, but I don't know if they should be on the list. At number – now, this is surprising to me. I think if I asked a survey of anybody in this area or all of our listeners, all that, who's the most iconic character of all time, it would be who comes in at number two, Super Mario.
Mario?
I was going to say Mario.
That's a two? That's what you – I'm going to be fascinated to see who number one is.
Mm-hmm. And at number one, Laura Croft from Tomb Raider.
That's what I thought, yeah.
Yes! Woohoo!
Isn't that pretty cool, Mel?
Yeah.
When you said
borderline shocking.
When you brought up Angelina Jolie earlier, I almost squealed. So I was like, oh, that's perfect.
I would pay money to hear you squeal.
That to me, that
on
is
air.
Yes.
Fascinating. But considering how recognizable Mario is, he has been polled as the most recognizable character, period, more than Mickey Mouse over the world because of how popular. That is borderline shocking to me. Wow.
There's a couple you didn't mention that I feel need to be mentioned. Spyro.
Oh, yeah, Spyro.
From Spyro, Gyra.
Spyro the dragon.
The dragon.
Little sarcastic.
Oh, yeah. Dragon. Yeah, I loved him.
He was awesome. And what about Kirby?
Oh, wow.
Kirby. Oh, I'm surprised Kirby didn't make not even in the top 20. Wow.
Great references.
Yeah.
How about Donkey Kong?
Yes.
Why is Donkey Kong not on this list?
Yep.
I love Donkey Kong. He's one of my all-time favorites.
Yeah.
I just had one here. Now I lost it. Oh,
Yoshi?
Oh, shit. No.
Yoshi's great.
Yeah, Yoshi's awesome.
Really good. Yeah, that's a good one.
Gex.
Oh, Gex, yeah.
Gex was awesome. I love Gex.
That's a good one.
Gex trilogy.
And the comedian who voiced him. Dana Gould did the voice for him.
Yeah.
He was awesome at
underrated
that.
Comedian.
Oh, yes.
Underrated comedian. And writer.
Yes.
A very good writer. So I'm also a little surprised that there's only one Mario character in the top 20.
That too.
Princess Peach.
Yeah, Toad. Yep. Come on, Toad.
Luigi, I'm Toad, yeah.
Toad's awesome. I will wholeheartedly admit, I was a lot older than I like to admit when I realized that Toad, that's a hat.
That's not his head?
I thought he had an afro. That's what I was liked about. I thought he had a cool afro. I really did. I admit that.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
They must have gotten a wide variety of gamers, though, considering interesting.
Ages, too.
I'm still mad about those two Boulder Gate 3 ones, though.
I
know your roots, people. Come on.
It feels like a lot of the generation after us that voted on this.
Yeah.
And I think it's pretty cool. And it also, there's another note of this, too, that I don't know how much has been reported or anybody has heard about. out or anything. For almost the last 20 years, one of the things that has been really on the rise is women gamers. And,
oh,
and
yes.
Women taking over the not only the gamer industry and playing video games and professional video game playing and all that, but programmers. And
designers.
And designers, yep. In that. And you're seeing much, much more in that. There's a lot of things that were a boys club for a long time. That industry more than most. And it has been almost a complete flip in the other direction in the last 20 years of where that's gone. So I think that that's another noteworthy thing when you see a Lara Croft ahead of a Super Mario or some of these other characters. It's pretty interesting and pretty darn cool. Good on the video game industry for being more woke than so many others.
It's been a long, hard road.
Yeah.
It's been a long, hard road.
We got some local and state news and sports to get to. We're going to cover that for you right now. Come back and we'll get into those inconveniences, those everyday irritations that just annoy you, like the paper clip and the paper cut or something like that. Paper clips can be annoying too.
Yeah, they can be.
When they don't work. We'll take a break. We'll come back. More fun on The Morning Show at WFHR.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Officials from the village of Alloway are urging state officials to close the Green Bay State Prison. They came to Madison yesterday to make their case. State Representative David Steffen points out the Green Bay Prison is 126 years old and overcrowded. Local officials say the prison is a danger to the safety of the surrounding community. Cash loans on smartphone apps can land a person even deeper in debt. Lucia Constantine of the Center for Responsible Lending says there are better options.
I would recommend reaching out to their credit union or banking institution to see if they can get some sort of small dollar loan.
A bipartisan bill to curb predatory lending in Wisconsin stalled in the last session of the state legislature. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. It's Every Kid Healthy Week at Aspirus Health. They are promoting the goal of empowering kids for a healthy future. Lindsay Stevenson is an MD and family medicine resident physician with Aspirus Wausau Family Medicine. She said helping kids form healthy habits early on can help prevent or lower the risk of developing diseases and other medical conditions later in life.
Getting a good amount of sleep every night, reduce the amount of sugar intake in their diets, limiting screen time every day to less than 2 hours per day. And then the biggest thing is just being active. Get outside, be physical, and just enjoy being a kid and getting that energy out.
Having regular visits with your primary care provider is also a great way to monitor how a child is growing, and concerns can be addressed right away if they pop up. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
The Bucks lose to the Pacers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Pacers beat the Bucks 125-108. The series now tied one game apiece. On Sunday, the Bucks dominated Indiana. What was the difference? Doc Rivers.
They said we couldn't play defense. We did that in the first game. They said they couldn't play defense. They did that in the second game. I thought it was more our offense versus their defense than the other way. And I thought that bled over to the defense. So I thought it was more our offense tonight.
Pacers guard Tyrese Halliburton is a native of Oshkosh, but says his family was mistreated in Milwaukee.
You know, this has been my little brother in the stands the other day was, called the N-word. And so, like, it was important for us as a family, like, to just address that. And that was important for us to talk about, because that just didn't, that didn't sit right with anybody in our, in our family.
That's the Pacers' Tyrese Halliburton with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Most of us agree that every Wisconsinite deserves affordable health care. California mega millionaire Eric Hovde does not. Hovde said he would repeal the Affordable Care Act, quote, in its entirety. What? The Affordable Care Act protects people from insurance companies refusing coverage for pre-existing conditions and stops them from dropping your coverage if you get sick. If Eric Hovde got his way, millions of Americans could get hit with increases in their healthcare premiums of 20% or more. Millions more could lose coverage altogether. Hovde even spoke out against parents helping their kids by keeping them on their health insurance plans until they turned 26. Now, that might be okay for Eric Hovde. His businesses have raked in millions of dollars in handouts. But it doesn't cut it for hardworking Wisconsinites and our families. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him we support lower health care costs. Paid for by Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
Wisconsin Public Schools open doors for all students. I'm Peggy Wirtz Olson, a Wisconsin teacher and president of the Wisconsin Education Association Council. Public school educators and families work together to reach, teach, and inspire Wisconsin's next generation of leaders. As we head back to school, we hope you'll join us. WEAC, we teach, we inspire. Find out more at weac.org.
Pat Kreitlow.
Thursday on Up North News Radio, our weekly Women Win Wisconsin profile from Motherhood for Good, and our weekly visit with political strategist Joe Zepecki.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow, weekday mornings starting at 6.
Mostly sunny and not windy today. We'll get to 55 this afternoon. The wind east to south at 5 to 10. Tonight down to 36. Tomorrow, sunshine 63. We are watching a system that'll bring some rain and wind by Thursday night. Most of Friday and through the weekend. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 35.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Melissa, Seth, and James here with you. We hope you're having a good day out there and not having too many early morning irritations, too many things that are just bug you, like a little thing there. We're not talking about the big stuff. We're talking about those little things that feeling annoyed on the norm. Two-thirds of people in a poll say that they're generally more annoyed now than ever before.
Oh, wow.
45% said that they can't remember the last time they went a full 24 hours without feeling irritated about something. The average is 3 annoying things a day. That's something to keep in mind. I've never really taken a step back and thought about
me
that
neither.
Before.
Yeah.
So here are the top 10 everyday irritations you might encounter today. And it doesn't look like these are in any in particular order. So I'm just going to go from number 10 on. The last person in the bathroom uses up the toilet paper and doesn't replace the roll.
Ah.
That's irritating.
Don't do that.
Don't do that.
It takes just moments, mere moments to
don't
replace
do
it.
Just don't do it. When someone could hold the door for you, but doesn't. that one's annoying. I don't put that on other people necessarily, because usually when it's happened to me, I don't think that they notice me.
Right.
But I also, so there's certain things in life I feel like you get an idea of strangers. Like you get I get the kind of person they are. Like and it's judgmental. I wholeheartedly admit. But when somebody doesn't do that, I'm almost thankful. Like, okay, I know that jerk. I know that person.
Does anyone else do this? Like what I do? Okay, I know someone's walking behind me. Okay, and now what I have to do is judge the distance they are behind me.
Yes.
To know whether or not to hold the door for them. Does anyone else do that?
Absolutely. 100%. Almost every building I've ever gone into when there's somebody behind me. Yes.
It's like sometimes you want to hold it for them, but then if you do it too long, like they're like way back there and you kind of feel like.
Then you have to run.
Sheepish.
Because,
it's like.
Because that's happened to me. And the guy holding the door was like, no, you don't need to hurry. I got all day. I'm just standing here.
It makes me feel a little awkward.
I feel like I need to.
Yeah.
When I was a teenager, I did this once, and I held the door open a little longer than probably normal for this older lady that came through. And she came in, and it was at a gas station. And I'm doing this, and she comes over, and she asked me if I could fill her gas for her. She thought I worked there. I did it. I actually went and did it.
On the job training.
I was like 16. I don't know if I did it.
You probably weren't even supposed to do it.
No,
you can't.
No, I did it and I ran. I took off right away because I thought I was going to get in trouble for it or something. The distance thing is so hilarious to me. Mm-hmm. Do you do the heart swing? Like if they're a little farther away, I'll keep the I got to walk in anyway, so I'll swing the door a little harder.
I've done that a few
times. Hopefully, it stays open long enough where they can catch it. That thing. It's crazy to think of. Like we have an actual plan for this stuff in society. Like it's happened that much
well,
that
it's
we
common actually, courtesy.
It's true. Yeah.
Cyclists who hog the road. Yeah. Yeah. Now, I think that we need to do a better job in infrastructure when it comes to making room for walkers and bikers and all that. Mm-hmm. And walkers
other
and bikers.
Modes of transportation besides cars.
Right.
Yes. And I you know, when a sidewalk has got snow on it or anything like that, I get that, you know, sometimes you have to go into the road. But on any other time of the year, like, you got to be smarter than this. I've been a bike rider. I've been on a bike a lot in life. And you got to think of the road. You mm-hmm. have to. Should you have to? No. No, you shouldn't have to, but you got to. You have to mm-hmm. stay off of that road. If there is a sidewalk, stay on the sidewalk. End of discussion. Mm-hmm. It is a bicycle. It does not belong on the street. There is no reason for that. Part of the reason we have the accidents we have some of the issues we have, is that people not staying in their lane, literally. Mm-hmm. It's not asking too much, right. I don't think. For the safety of everybody. One of the first things I learned about being on a bike or being in a vehicle and being behind the wheel, it's not about me. Making sure everybody else is safe, being an observant driver, observant rider, mm-hmm. whatever it might be. It's important. How many times has a kid jotted out in front of you?
Yep. Mm.
The only way that they learn not to do those things is if they see adults acting like adults and not riding their bicycle on a street road. All over the road when there's a perfectly good sidewalk right there.
Just to put out the caveat, technically in some places you can't ride your bike on the sidewalk because it's illegal.
And see, that's wrong too. That doesn't make any damn sense. Like
well, there should be a bicycle lane.
Yeah, right, exactly. Yeah. That should be the thing. Yeah.
If they don't have a bicycle lane, there should not be any. Where are you supposed to ride your bike then? On the road where there are. No, it doesn't make any darn sense. It doesn't make any sense to me. Slow walkers, especially when you're in a hurry. or
is a little bit of a pet peeve, especially if they won't. If they're like taking up the whole space that you can't get around them.
This is me every time I'm at Walmart. I try so hard to get in and out of Walmart as fast as humanly possible, like a blink.
Going around to the other end of the aisle so that you can access the bread that's being blocked by.
There's another one we all do where you're about to go into the aisle and you eyeball it and you're like, oh no, I can't get in from over here. I got to go around. Mm-hmm. I got to go around to get my item. Yeah, that's a good one, Mel. That's a good reference. You can't remember a password.
Oh,
yes.
Yes, this happened last week.
Oh, all the time. All the time.
It's a rough one.
Password manager. That's all I'm going to say.
Bad parkers who take up more than one space.
Yeah. It's so easy to correct bad parking. It takes like seconds.
Yeah.
Don't leave it.
You can't park your giant vehicle.
Yes. Yes. Yes, Melissa.
Park it somewhere else in the lot where there's not a room.
Yeah. We all see you in a Hummer, okay? You don't also need to
take
park
up two parking spots.
Take up two or three parking spaces.
You talk about one of the ugliest vehicles we'll ever see, the Hummer.
I'm with you.
It's not just
ugly.
I don't
know. I kind of like them.
You would.
The older ones.
Okay.
I'm also a Jeep fan. And Melissa, now you got me. All right, the older ones, not too bad. I'm thinking of the modern ones and this new thing that Elon Musk came out with or whatever that I literally think he came out with that new electric Jeep or whatever Hummer thing that he has, just to see if anybody would buy it. Like, just to see if he could do that. Like, if anybody, I don't think anybody actually really wants
pretty
that thing.
Much.
I don't like most modern vehicles. I think they all look the same.
They do.
Boring.
Yes, they all look alike. Nobody takes chances anymore of vehicles. Being stuck on hold. People who don't use turn signals.
Drives me nuts.
Again, down.
Yes.
Up. One motion to do the turn signal.
I've mentioned this one before, but the people in they're driving one way, another person's driving the other, and they stop in the middle of the road to have a conversation. I can't.
That's
stand
so
that.
Weird too.
I cannot stand that.
Anything more than just hi, good to see you, wave, and keep going. Yeah, anything more than that.
Go to a coffee shop.
Not okay.
Go to a coffee shop.
Park and get out.
Discover this wonderful invention, cell phones or phones or write a letter. I don't care. Like the road.
Go old school.
Just don't block the road.
Roads are not meant to be stopped on. They're meant to go.
They go. That's their whole reason for being.
Potholes comes in at number two.
Those are rough because they can cause real damage, too.
Especially if you don't see them coming, you can't slow down or something like that. We'll save number one for a moment. Let's go ahead and check in with our listeners. Good morning. What's on your mind?
Yeah, riding bicycles on a sidewalk. As a kid, when I was a kid, well, that was like over 7 years ago or 7 years ago. But anyways, if you were under 8, you could ride your bike on a sidewalk. If you were over 8, you had a ride in the street.
Oh, wow.
There you go.
We actually had bicycle court.
Oh, wow.
Huh. If you got caught riding on a sidewalk and you were like 12, 13 years old, you would have to go down there and write sentences, Ira.
Wow. Wow.
Wow.
All right. Now, this is just between us, sir. Did you ever have to go to bicycle court? Did you?
No, I don't. Okay. All right. I don't remember going that.
Okay.
I know. Well, I was already 10 years old when I went.
Okay. All right.
Well, I could ride. But anyways.
That's interesting.
Yeah, I did not know that.
You had to be 8 years old. Yeah.
That's interesting. How about that? Wow.
Always good to talk to you, sir. Thanks for the call. You have a good morning.
All right. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Best listeners in radio. That's interesting.
That's fascinating.
I might look
into
that a little bit.
And, but that is a good note. It is much safer for young children, especially, to ride bikes on the sidewalk.
Exactly.
Yes.
Yeah.
Before I give the number one, any honorable mentions? Any you guys want to throw in there? I was trying to say it earlier, but paper cuts.
Yeah,
like, you know, paper
annoying.
Cuts are so annoying.
So annoying.
Yeah.
Stoplights that turn yellow as soon as you're getting close.
Yes.
You have to stop.
We can do a laundry list of like driving.
Just
ones.
Driving ones, yeah.
Right? I mean, there's so many for driving because people step into that, you know, that little box and they lose their mind.
You're so right.
For so many people just lose their mind. I don't know what happens, but you know.
I know I've joked about it before, but it just throws me so much. The stereotypical Californian that I would meet, and I only say that because there was a lot of Californians like this, where they have this really easygoing personality. They're wonderful, and they, hey, you need to ride somewhere, James? Yeah, I'd rather do that than take the bus. That'd be easier. Well, let's go. I get in the vehicle and it's a completely different person. I'm not exaggerating. It is a completely
Jekyll
different person. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. And nothing changed other than the ignition. Like, that's it.
Exactly.
It's crazy.
It's so weird.
One of my favorite moments in California on the roads, they got, you know, 10 lane highways out there and stuff. It's insane. I've never driven on anything like that before. Even all my experiences of driving in Chicago, nothing prepared me for driving in California.
Right.
And there's this wonderful, everybody has seen this van. It's a hippie van. It's got the big peace sticker on there, a bunch of Grateful Dead stickers and all that. I see the driver. He's got these huge dreads and everything. And I see the driver because he is giving me one of the most gigantic middle fingers I've ever seen, and he's screaming his head off at me. With all these peace signs on there and everything. And this guy, I thought he was going to get out of the vehicle. He's like got his head out the window as he's driving and yelling at me.
Oh my gosh.
That was nuts.
It's scary.
I feel like they save all their angst and anger for being on the road. It's crazy.
I think you may have something there.
So number one on the list, when someone doesn't clean up after their dog, especially once you step in it.
Oh.
Ooh.
Oh.
That's the one.
That would be the worst.
That's the
stepping
one. That's
got to
be
turds
the worst.
Is awful.
Yeah.
That's the one. Honorable mention, when there's a sticky stuff on something, there's a sticker and you pull
you
off the sticker and you can't get that adhesive
sticky
off.
Sticky stuff is still on
and
there.
Every time you pick it up, it's got that little stickiness to it.
Oh, honorable.
And then the sticky gets dirty.
Yes.
Honorable historical mention. The sticky tape they put on top of CDs.
Yes.
Worst thing ever.
Worst thing ever. Those cases that CDs used to come into.
Impossible to get into.
That you can't get open.
No, yeah. When a package says peel here or tear here and you do, but it doesn't work.
Doesn't work
it never
at all.
Goes, it never goes all the way. Yeah.
Oh, man.
Chips. Just chips. Like, when's the last time you bought a bag of chips and it was full to the top?
Oh, forget it.
It just doesn't happen.
No,
shrinkflation.
That's not what they do.
It never happens. There's a lot of this stuff. We'll keep this list going till the end of time. All right, we'll just keep this subject open.
Annoyances.
Tell us your pet peeves.
It is the bread and butter of morning shows, right?
Yes.
Annoyances, pet peeves, man. Yeah.
We'll come back, wrap up the show after checking in with our partners and our sponsors here on the morning show at WFHR.
Weight isn't just a number. It's a ticking bomb that will one day ruin your health if it hasn't already. Sick and tired of fad diets that don't work? Wasan Weight Loss offers you the real deal, a natural, effective path to weight loss without the hassle of counting calories or endless gym hours. With our proven program, clients are shedding up to a pound a day.
Real people, real results. Hear their stories. Witness the transformation.
Hi, I'm Ivor from Marshfield. I lost 130 pounds and over 60 inches. I've got so much more energy than I ever had before, and I also have the confidence to pursue cycling and kayaking and keeping up with my grandkids.
Wausau Weight Loss offers a groundbreaking approach with no gimmicks or temporary fixes. Just sustainable, healthy weight loss. Don't wait. Diffuse that ticking health bomb with Wausau Weight Loss and lose as much as 30 pounds in a month. Visit WausauWeightLoss.com or call now for your free, no-obligation consultation at 715-502-4748. 715-502-4748. That's 715-502-4748.
Are you and your family weather ready? I'm Terry Barr, producer of the Slice of Wisconsin series. Wisconsin weather is ever-changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather-ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Are you making plans to honor Mother Earth? April 22nd is Earth Day, and it's a Wisconsin idea. Our Senator Gaylord Nelson created the day in 1970. It was his way of pushing environmental issues onto the national agenda, and many demonstrated in support. It worked. The U.S. Environmental Protection Agency formed by December of that year. And today, Nelson's daughter, Tia, continues her dad's efforts. The Earth Day theme this year focuses on the use of plastics. It includes a reminder of the goal for a 60% reduction in the production of plastics by 2040. If you want to find a cleanup or education event to help during Earth Day week or anytime, check earthday.org. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Mostly sunny and not windy today. We'll get to 55 this afternoon. The wind east to south at 5 to 10. Tonight down to 36. Tomorrow, sunshine 63. We are watching a system that'll bring some rain and wind by Thursday night. Most of Friday and through the weekend. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp now 37.
Welcome back, everyone. Morning show here at WFHR. Seth, Melissa, and James hanging out with you. Wrapping up the show, we appreciate y'all joining us. Thanks so much for the time today, everybody. Hope your day started off good. We want to just get right into some local good stories of the day. I want to dive right into that with the last couple of minutes we have. Right. And things kick off with our schedule, and we're looking at that today. We got a great midday magazine lined up for you, everybody. In part one, we're going to speak with our friend Chad Schooley, director of Wood County Parks and Forestry Department.
Very nice. Yeah.
Looking forward to that.
Yeah.
Chad, we don't get to talk to Chad nearly enough,
no.
So that's going to be fun. Looking forward to that. It's going to be a great conversation. Also, in 3:30, we're going to be welcoming in Ann Lee Peck, Director of Public Relations and Fund Development with our ODC.
All right.
We're going to also talk to Chris as well about mental health, the mental health coordinator over there at the ODC. Looking forward to that.
Yeah.
And of course, Matt Nair on the air coming up. Be sure to stick around for that, everybody. And tune in later today at 6:30. We got a great thing lined up for you today, Melissa.
Oh, good. Yes, we do.
Tell us
about it.
Yeah, Wisconsin's 3rd Congressional District First Democratic Candidate Forum is happening today at 6:30. You can hear it right here at WFHR. Watch or listen to the Democratic candidates discuss issues important to this district.
Mm-hmm. Yep, it goes until 8 p.m. and it'll take place at the UWSP Theater on the campus there in Stevens Point.
Yep. Rebecca Cook, Katrina Shanklin, Eric Wilson, you'll be hearing from today. Be informed before you get out there and vote this November. These interviews, we'll be having a series of these, I believe, Melissa.
Yes, there'll be 4 of them that will happen in different areas across the state. We're going to air all of them.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Shout out to all of our engineers and everybody working so hard behind the scenes at Civic Media to make sure those things happen for you guys out there. You guys come first. Democracy comes first. We appreciate everybody supporting these things. Again, join us tonight at 6:30 right here at WFHR, Wisconsin 3rd Congressional District, First Democratic Candidate Forum.
All right.
Also wanted to mention a couple of other local good things going on in our area. Seth, bingo!
Bingo tonight!
Bingo!
Everyone, Wisconsin Rapids, Elks Lodge number 693. Doors open at 5. Bingo starts at 6:30. I encourage you to get there early. It's always packed.
Yes.
So go get your seat. Get in there as soon as the doors are open, everyone. Support the Elks and all the support they have for our community.
Yeah, he's not kidding. Every Wednesday, I drive past the Elks Lodge
at
night.
It's packed.
It is always packed.
Yeah.
It's always a full house.
Because it's fun to play bingo.
That's right.
Be sure to check that out, everybody. everybody. We mentioned earlier, want to encourage everyone to buy local, support local, of course, whether it's our friends over at El Cafe supporting the Birthday and Anniversary Club, or Quality Plus Printing giving us our word of the day and sponsoring Playmakers. We've got some great local businesses in this area, and we want you to be a part of the team. Reach out to us at 424-1300, and we've got plenty of sponsorship opportunities for you that we would love to have you on, whether it's Pet of the Week, Seth Faces the Music, Kitchens Open, any of our great shows would love to have your name attached to it. And when you join us as a team, you are family. We treat you as such. You hear us. If you're curious about how we advertise around here, just listen to our shows.
Yes.
Listen to how we ramble and love El Cafe or Quality Plus Printing. Ask Phil, ask these owners and people how we treat them and how it is to work with us. That's how confident I feel about that. You go ahead and talk to anybody that works with us, and I guarantee you're going to want to be a part of this team.
Yes, indeed.
We look forward to you joining us and promoting your local businesses. Buy local, support local. And including buying local and supporting local, support the arts.
Yes.
And we encourage you to do that, everybody. This state, more than others, needs this, needs the constituents, needs the people to show everybody, show the masses, show the world that we love the arts here in Wisconsin. We've got so many great singers, songwriters, painters, innovators, creatives that have come from this state. Do not let there be a generation go by that does not give that to the world. And we encourage you to not only support the arts, but to support politicians that support the arts.
Yes.
That's just me talking. That's nobody else. That's just me speaking on that one. And it's just me encouraging, it's all of us encouraging you to check out My Fair Lady, the Lincoln High School Theater and Music Department presentation of My Fair Lady. It's coming up tomorrow at 6:30, Friday 7:30, Saturday 7:30, and Sunday at 2 o'clock matinee. All these taking place at the Performing Arts Center. You can get tickets at showtix4u.com or right at the front door or by calling up. Call up right now, 424-2600.
Free tickets.
Get yourself some tickets to the Friday, Saturday, or Sunday show. You can get two of them right now by calling up 715-424-2600. Y'all have a great day.
You too, man.
Yeah, you too, James.
Be good to each other.